Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, April 21st, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, we have some new rumors about Apple's foldable device, which is expected to launch as soon as next year. According to a new leak on Chinese social media site Weibo, Apple's first foldable iPhone will cost somewhere between $2,100 and $2,300. This places it slightly higher than Samsung's current flagship, the Galaxy Z Fold 6. Samsung's flagship starts at $1,900 currently, while the Google Pixel 9 Pro Fold starts at $1,800. The broader context here, though, is that Samsung always offers pretty significant savings on its flagship smartphones. For instance, you can currently get the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 for up to $1,000 off with a trade-in or $400 off in pure cash. Apple will undoubtedly be more stingy with its promotions around its first-generation foldable, which will increase the price delta between its phone and its competitors. Another separate rumor this week offers some additional details on the form factor of the device. For a long time, two things have been unclear. First, will Apple take a flip or a fold approach? And second, would Apple embed Face ID under the screen or put Touch ID into the power button, similar to the iPad Air and iPad Mini? There's now growing evidence that we should expect a fold form factor, with a normal-sized iPhone unfolding into something around the size of an iPad Mini. This week's rumor also says that we should expect a Touch ID sensor and a power button. Then on the display itself, the front-facing camera will be housed in a hole-punch-style design, and there won't be a dynamic island. In other news today, Apple has announced that it is officially rebranding its Apple Search Ads business as just Apple Ads. This reflects the expanding scope of Apple's advertising business. When Apple first launched ads in the App Store, they were only shown as promoted search results, hence the name Search Ads. But the company now offers advertising placements in many more areas, such as on the homepage of the App Store and on product listings in the App Store. Developers are able to pay to advertise their apps in these spots in the App Store, so as such, the name Apple Ads is a more accurate summary of what the business currently offers. But perhaps most notably, it might also foreshadow an expansion. Apple has long been rumored to be exploring adding advertising to other apps, including Apple Maps. Apple Maps is currently unique in that it doesn't show any advertisements, unlike Google Maps and Waze. Apple is also widely believed to be working on an advertising-supported version of Apple TV+. So with all of that in mind, the simpler and more generic Apple Ads brand more appropriately encompasses the company's endeavors. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Running out today, Apple is running a lucrative new promotion for Apple TV+. You can currently get a 70% discount on Apple TV+, dropping the monthly price from $10 a month to just $3 a month. You'll get that promotional price for 3 months after signing up, after which the price will increase back to its normal $10 a month. The discount is being promoted to both new and returning subscribers. So it seems if you haven't been subbed to Apple TV Plus in the last month or so, you'll be able to get this $3 per month deal. This is by far Apple's biggest discount to Apple TV Plus since it launched in 2019. And in fact, it actually undercuts the original launch price of Apple TV Plus, which was $5 a month. The new discount is timed with promotion for the new John Hamm show on Apple TV Plus called Your Friends and Neighbors, which premiered last week. It also comes after Apple wrapped up the second season of Severance and debuted a new comedy with Seth Rogen called The Studio, which has been both a critical and audience hit. The $3 per month promotion is available via the TV app or anywhere else you can watch Apple TV+, and the subscription can be shared with up to 6 other people with Apple Family Sharing. The promo is available until April 24th, which is later this week. So be sure to act quick if you want that discounted Apple TV Plus subscription. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.